The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't know whether you've seen this or not, but and I don't remember the exact specifics, okay? So forgive me for speaking in somewhat generalities, all right? But there is a movement from the liberal left to get rid of all fossil fuel cars. And not only fossil fuel cars, all fossil fuel engines. I've got some new legislation in California that will just kind of blow your mind. But we're all supposed to go to electric, including cars. We got to get rid of those gas guzzlers. We all got to go to electric. So the government is providing incentives. They give you money if you buy an electric car, blah, 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 blah. I read last week, and I didn't keep it. I wish I would have. That's why I don't remember all the exact details. About how many cars, electric cars like a Tesla, your typical suburban street could handle. And what do I mean by that? An electric car takes a lot of electricity to charge, particularly if you put in one of those supercharged electric things. It depends on the amount of amperage you can put out from your house will determine whether your Tesla takes 8 hours to fully charge or an hour and a half. And the bigger the amperage that your house is capable of putting out to your car, the shorter amount of time it takes to fully charge it. All right, that's just common sense. So I read this article, and again, I don't remember all the exact details, but it was something like this. On a typical suburban street in America, your electric system in your neighborhood, in your community, in your subdivision or whatever, your street could probably not handle more than 3 Teslas, or you would take down the whole electric system on your block. Yeah. So in other words, the government is saying, we want everybody to buy electric. We want everybody to buy electric. Well, what if everybody did? Could the electric system in America handle it? And the answer is overwhelmingly, nope. Oh, no. No, in order to prepare for a large percentage of electric vehicles, the entire electric structure is going to have to be rebuilt dramatically. But you see, they don't think about that. Okay, now to this new law in California. Let me quote so you know I'm not making this up. California will soon ban the sale of gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers after Governor Gavin Newsom signed off on a new law on Saturday. He was busy signing nutso legislation this past Saturday. Under the new law, all of these machines must be zero emissions, which means they'll have to be battery powered to be plugged in. It includes generators. That's first in the list. Wait. What do you use a generator to do? To generate electricity. So all generators in the state of California will have to be solar, battery powered. So in other words, all the generators that are supposed to generate electricity will have to use electricity to generate electricity. Yeah. All lawn equipment, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, weed trimmers, pressure washers, chainsaws, even golf carts. No more gas-powered golf carts in California. The law, which was authored by, I am so shocked, a Democratic assemblyman. I am so shocked that it was a Democrat. The law, which was authored by Democratic Assemblyman Mark Berman, is part of an aggressive strategy to reduce pollutions in the nation's most populous state. Representative Berman said, quote, "This is a pretty modest approach, forcing everybody in the state of California to get rid of their lawnmowers, leaf blowers, generators, chainsaws, weed trimmers, weed whackers. This is a pretty modest approach to trying to limit the massive amounts of pollution that this equipment emits, not to mention the health impact on the workers who are using it constantly." Yeah. The state budget approved earlier this year includes $30 million to help pay for this effort and help professional landscapers and gardeners who will necessarily make the transition from gas-powered equipment. Have you seen the size of the lawn equipment that landscapers use, lawn services use? Can you imagine the size of the batteries for something that big? And then, by the way, this is going to be thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of batteries. How are they going to be charged? This is the liberal left. Do you remember what happened just a few months ago in California? They had rolling blackouts and rolling brownouts. Why? Because they didn't have enough electricity. Do you remember that? You know I'm not making that up. They had rolling brownouts and blackouts because the electric grid in California could not keep up with the demand. So they're already short on energy. If it gets really hot or there's something dramatic happens, they can't fulfill the current electric needs of the state of California. And so they have rolling blackouts. And now they want to introduce hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of batteries and electric cars that will all have to be charged. Oh, in addition to that, the battery-operated devices are approximately twice the cost of gas-powered. So they have set aside $30 million to help professional landscapers, lawn care people, and so forth, which is nothing. These people are going to have to go out and buy riding lawnmowers and so forth that cost twice at least. And by the way, they don't have the stamina, the endurance. A landscaper will, you know, fill up his equipment in the morning, take a 5-gallon gas can, and he can operate all day long, from early morning till late at night in the summertime, cutting grass and, you know, trimming weeds and so forth. At the very most, these battery-operated lawnmowers can operate for maybe an hour, 2 hours. And so not only are these landscapers going to have to buy equipment that costs twice as much, they're going to have to buy dozens of batteries, and they're all going to have to be charged every night so they can put them on their trucks and continue to replace battery after battery after battery as they go through the day. Anyone with even an ounce of common sense will realize what a disaster this is going to be. But again, the liberal left doesn't care about facts and truth. They're doing something, and we feel good. Yeah, we're going to get rid of all those nasty gasoline gadgets, and it's going to make us feel so good. This is nuts, and it's going to be an unbelievable disaster in California.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I mean this sincerely, not flippantly in any way, shape, or form. I am so grateful that my God is in control. If I did not know that, understand that, and believe it, I don't know what I would do. Because our world is going crazy. And America is sliding downhill faster than at any time I have seen in my, 50-plus years. Well, 50-plus several. And I'm serious. I'm not trying to be sensational here. We are sliding downward in such a trajectory that I have never seen. You know, I thought things got bad under Obama, and I do remember Jimmy Carter and the disaster that his presidency was. And I remember all of them, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal with Clinton and Hillary. And I mean, it was just, you know, it was the scandal week club with Clinton. But I've never seen anything like what we are viewing with a presidential administration that is so completely inept and unraveling in front of our eyes. I cannot think of one single thing that's going well for this president. Foreign policy is a disaster. The whole Afghanistan thing and the Taliban and our relationship with Iran and North Korea and China, it's a fiasco, the whole thing. And then COVID, you know, Joe Biden bragged and boasted, I'm going to get us single-handedly out of the COVID thing. Yeah, look what's happened with that. And we've got these vaccine mandates. Thousands of Southwest Airlines flights have been canceled. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have either been stranded or had their travel plans interrupted. And, well, it's a air traffic control problem. Have you heard anyone who believes that? Staffing. They got a whole bunch of Southwest pilots who won't get vaccinated. They got a whole bunch of Southwest employees who won't get vaccinated. And it has grounded thousands of flights because of the vaccine mandate. And that whole thing is just broiling and dividing us and... So anyway, and then we got the economy. Listen to this, and I quote, inflation of the United States hit a 30-year high in August, according to the Department of Commerce. That's a federal agency. Yeah, part of the Biden administration. Inflation of the United States hit a 30-year high in August, according to the Department of Commerce. You've probably heard of the publication Moody's. President Biden has often referred to Moody's as one of the authoritative sources in America on the economy. According to Moody's, already this year, the average family in America, because of inflation, will pay out $2,100 more per year. That's already this year, and we're not finished with the year. $2,100 more per family this year already. And then let me get the page. All right, let me give you some facts. Ground beef. This is the last 7 months. Okay? Last 7 months. Ground beef increased 12%. Pork is up 7%. Bacon is up 28%, which is a 40-year high. Salesforce predicts that consumer prices could increase an additional 20% during the holiday season alone. Can I repeat that? Consumer prices could increase 20% during the holiday season alone. The Consumer Price Index, a major gauge of inflation, showed that energy costs are up 25% compared to a year ago. The food index has increased 3.7%. In the last 7 months, crude oil has risen 64%. Natural gas prices have doubled in the last 7 months to a 7-year high. Heating oil has risen 68% in the last 7 months. And gas prices are up nearly 50% over 1 year ago. And again, guess who all of this is hurting more than anyone else? The poor. This is always the case. Elect us, we'll take care of the poor. Elect us, we will give you a whole bunch of freebies. Yeah, at what cost? The economy is tanking. I began this segment by saying, I am so grateful I believe that God is in control. And I mean that. Because if you look from a purely human standpoint, our country is in worse shape in almost every area than it has been, well, in many years, possibly ever. And from a human standpoint, I don't know how we're going to survive another 3 years of this administration. Look what's happened in 7 months, 8 months. If it continues going in this direction, but I know that God is in control, and I mean that seriously. And because of that, I can sleep. Because of that, I can have peace in the midst of this storm that we're all going through.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.